Hi, I'm Tilly Smith, a member of the team at Generation Rent. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking to Nikki Nixon from the Electoral Commission about how you can register to vote. The local elections on the 4th of May are a really important time for renters. Welcome, Nikki.
Hi, Tilly.
So, on the 4th of May, there will be elections across England. With thousands of local councillors being elected this year, it's vital that as many people as possible vote. But it's especially important that private renters vote, as local authorities play a crucial role in enforcing renters' rights. So, the first question I'd like to ask is, what do voters need to know before they head to the polls?
Well, as you say, there are local elections happening in England on the 4th of May. What people need to know is that they must be registered if they want to vote at those elections. Registering is really easy. It takes just 5 minutes. It can be done online, but you do need to do it before the deadline, which is at midnight on Monday, the 17th of April. The other thing to note is that for the first time in England this year, voters will need to show ID if they want to vote at the polling station.
So how can you register to vote if you're a private renter, and what do you need to register?
So anybody can register online. It's a really quick and easy process. All you'll need is your name, your address, your national insurance number, and your date of birth. And what we would say is, if people could register early, don't put it off, don't wait for the deadline, register as soon as you can.
And why should private renters and young voters think about registering to vote?
You can't vote unless you're registered. So if you want to vote on the 4th of May, you will need to be registered first. We know that actually recent home movers and young people are under-registered and lack confidence in knowing how to register. So we would really encourage your listeners to register, because it's so simple and it's not something to be put off by.
So some of our supporters are students. Can students register at both their home address and their term time address?
They can. You can register in two addresses. You can even vote in two addresses, provided they're in two different local authority areas. It is an offence to vote twice in the same local authority, so don't do that. But if your two addresses are in different local authority areas, you can register at both and vote at both.
And can someone register to vote if they don't have a fixed address?
Yes, they can. You can't register online, but you can contact your local authority and they'll be able to help you register. You just need the address that you'd be living at if your circumstances were different, if you weren't in the current situation, or a previous address.
So if I'm an EU citizen living and renting in the UK, can I vote in this year's local elections? And do I need to do anything more to ensure that I can vote?
You can vote in these local elections as an EU citizen, and you don't need to do anything additional. All you need to do is register, as we've discussed, and to take voter ID with you when you go to the polling station.
And as well as EU citizens, can anyone else from abroad vote in these elections?
Yes, qualifying Commonwealth citizens can also vote in these elections. There's a full list of the eligibility on our website, which is electoralcommission.org.uk.
Okay, so we're all registered. What comes next? How do we actually cast our vote?
So people will start to receive their polling cards. They should be coming through post boxes very soon. That has the details of your local polling station. So it can change, so I'd encourage people to check their polling station before they leave the house. You can also find your polling station on our website by entering your postcode. Polling stations are open 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. And as I say, you just need to take your voter ID with you on this occasion, as it's a new requirement.
So 4th of May is polling day. What if I'm on holiday on that day? Can I still vote?
You can. You can apply to vote by post or by proxy. So proxy is when you ask somebody who you trust to vote on your behalf. You need to apply to vote by post or by proxy, and you need to do that by the deadline. So to register to vote by post, you'll need to apply by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 18th of April. And to register to vote by proxy, you need to apply by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of April.
Oh, that sounds really useful. The URL is electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter/apply-vote-post. And obviously we'll post that so the website don't have to remember me reading that off. So finally, many of us still like the experience of going to the polling day to vote. ID requirements were recently introduced in England and Wales, as you have said. What do I need to take with me to the polling station, and what sort of ID should I bring?
So there's a big long list of suitable ID that you can use in the polling station. For most people, this is going to be a passport or a driver's license. You can use a disability blue badge, for instance. You can also use any identity card that has the pass mark on it. Take those along and you'll be able to use them on the day. The full list, if you want to look at it, is on the Electoral Commission website.
And what should I do if I don't have an appropriate ID?
So anybody that doesn't have one of those forms of ID can apply for free voter ID. It's something called a voter authority certificate. Again, there's a very simple online form that you can complete. You just need a few of your personal contact details and, of course, a photo. Or you can call your local authority and they can send you a paper form if that's easier.
And what happens if I go to the polling station and they can't find my details on the register?
So if you've registered before the deadline, your details will be on the register. But if for any reason you have a problem, you can speak to the presiding officer at your polling station. They'll be able to contact the electoral services team at your local council, and they'll be able to ensure that you don't lose your vote.
And how do I find out where I go to vote?
So as I say, you should be able to find your polling station on your poll card, but we also have a postcode tool on our website. You just enter your postcode. It tells you where your polling station is, whether there are elections in your area, and it'll also give you the contact details for your electoral services team at your local council. Also, local elections taking place in Northern Ireland on the 18th of May, a slightly different date to the England elections. The voter ID requirement's been in place for some time in Northern Ireland. The accepted forms of ID that you can use for that are a UK, Irish or EU passport, as well as some travel passes. And if you don't have one of those accepted forms of ID, you can apply for an electoral identity document. The deadline to do that is the 5th of May. As with the elections in England, you'll also need to be registered to vote first. The deadline for that is the 28th of April. For more information on the local elections in Northern Ireland and for details of what ID you can take, all the relevant deadlines and any other information you need are on the Electoral Office for Northern Ireland's website at eoni.org.uk.
Thank you for coming on the podcast today, Nikki. That's really useful. If people want to find out more about the work of the Electoral Commission, where should they go to get that information?
They should go to our website, which is electoralcommission.org.uk.
Excellent. Well, thank you for listening, everyone. If you want to find out more about Generation Rent, then visit our website, www.generationrent.org. You can follow us on Twitter at GenRentUK, like us on Facebook by searching Generation Rent, and following us on Instagram by searching for Generation Rent UK. Thanks once again for listening, and I hope you'll listen to the next one. And whatever you do, make sure that you vote this May and put the renters' rights on ballot paper. Yeah. Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.